Well, he bounced back in a pretty big way. He had a fabulous divisional weekend in the NFL. And I've looked at his picks already for the championship game. I don't know if I'm going to say the same thing because I don't see it the same way he does, but that's the fun of it. Jordan Tamayama joins us right now on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. JT, how are you, pal?
I'm great. Yourself?
I'm good. Before we get to the NFL and kind of everything that's going on, just your thoughts, and I know you're dialed in because you're dialed in on almost everything when it comes to sport. Canada taking a massive step yesterday towards the World Cup in Qatar later this year.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I was kind of flipping around from the Flames and some basketball games yesterday, but then I caught the kind of like the second half, and then I saw that goal by Jonathan Davis, and then I was watching those clips from Alphonso Davies, who's like watching the game on Twitch, and just seeing his reactions and them getting a huge win. It'll be pretty sweet. Like, even 2 years ago, I didn't even think it was possible that they would have a chance to qualify. But when you have Alphonso Davies, John Herdman, and just the talent they have now, it's really cool to see. And the next game on Sunday will be a huge one against the U.S.
Yes, it will. It's in Hamilton, Ontario. Again, we'll have a full Canada recap coming up in the next segment with James Sharman. But right now, we talk with Jordan Tamayama about all things NBA and the NFL. First in basketball, Tamayama. Many Raptor fans are wondering, after it was going so well there, it's kind of been up and down, win, lose, no consistency on either side, which I guess is good when you don't have massive losing streaks, but they've dipped to ninth in the Eastern Conference. What's going on with the Raptors? Their latest result, by the way, was a couple of nights ago in Chicago, losing to DeMar DeRozan and the Bulls by six. They'll take on the Heat tomorrow. What's going on with the Raptors? Still trouble in your eyes with the rotation and the lack of bench players?
Yeah, well, I think when we were talking about all the minutes that Fred VanVleet was playing, I think it may have caught up to him. He's out now with his sore right knee. He hasn't been playing, and I think if he was able to play, he definitely would have played against Chicago since that's his hometown. But I think it finally caught up to Nick Nurse and that team, just the lack of bench depth and forcing those guys to play so many minutes that their best player, their MVP, is now out. So it's kind of back to that who can step up. And Gary Trent was having a good game until he got that technical, which may have been questionable at the time, but I guess he has to be smarter, especially when he has one. But I think it just all depends on VanVleet and if he's healthy. If he's healthy and they can play a full lineup, I think they'll be a playoff team. But if he's in and out of the lineup, Scotty Barnes in and out, I think it's too much to rely on just Pascal Siakam. So it kind of is the danger zone for them right now. But again, once if they can get healthy and maybe add a piece or two, they'll be fine. But injuries could derail this team. And for fans' sake, I hope not, because we don't want to be like last year where you're watching a team tank and trying to lose games. So, yeah, Fred VanVleet's health is number a priority. So I'm hoping that he can get back soon.
Was a little slump changing the deadline approach, perhaps?
Yeah, I think so. They'll need to do something, because if you can get into that playoff game that play-in series, I think you have to. You never know what will happen, especially if you get that 8 seed and you play the Nets and Kyrie can't play home games, then maybe you can have a chance to play. He wouldn't even play any games, actually, if they played the Nets, which is kind of crazy. But if they can sneak in, then I think they could be a dangerous team if everyone's healthy.
They'll take on the Heat tomorrow, as I mentioned. I know Kyle Lowry's not playing tonight against the Clippers for personal reasons, so we can't really divulge into what's going on there. You hope that everything's fine and he will be back at some point, but a couple of games of the Heat in succession here, two of the next three, including February 1st in Toronto, which at this point, we know the Ontario government's got things shut down. It's unfortunate that even if he does play in that game February 1st, it's not going to be the homecoming that everybody had wanted.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think he'll come back and play, especially if there's zero fans in the building. He's been out for a while, so if there was a game to skip, I think he might skip that one, and then hopefully when we have full crowds, he can come back. But that Heat team needs him, but they're still such a dangerous team, number one in the East, so I hope he can have that like awesome homecoming when he does get it, but it should be with fans, and I personally hope he doesn't come back and that he gets that homecoming that he deserves, so... But yeah, that team is really good, but it's too bad that there's no fans, especially for a moment like that.
And by the way, if you're wondering, he misses that game February 1st. As we know, things in COVID can change month to month, even week to week. So if he does come back or miss that game, he's got one more opportunity to come and play in Toronto, and that would be on April the 3rd. So that would be a potential for some fans in early April in Toronto. Only time will tell. Let's stick with basketball and let's get to some of your picks. Jordan Tamayama joins us every single Friday here on The Big Show, and he does so in the 2 o'clock hour to give his picks for the weekend. And we'll start with some NBA. Speaking of the Chicago Bulls and DeMar DeRozan, you've got the Bulls on the money line against the Spurs.
Yeah, it's pretty much if you bet 20, you'll get 20 to 25 back depending on where you get this line. But the Bulls have won 2 straight games, and I'm going with talent in this game. DeRozan, he's MVP level. He's starting the All-Star game. Zach LaVine, he'll probably join him in Cleveland. So I'm going with them, just the depth, just the scoring powers that they have. And then the Spurs, they've lost 3 of their last 4 games. So I think just go in with the hotter team right now and the more talent. I'll go with the Bulls on the money line.
You're going to stick with the money line with the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, they're fully healthy now. They have everyone back. And I think Jaylen Brown and Tatum, they figure out how to play with each other. So they've been playing really well together. So they've won 2 games in a row, and the last 2 games they've really blown out the other teams. So and the Hawks, they're out with some injuries with some starters and some of their rotation players, and the Hawks don't have anyone that can guard Tatum. So I'll go with Celtics at even money too.
Now let's shift gears and look at Sunday in the NFL. Just 3 games left in the NFL this year, by the way. I don't count the Pro Bowl, so that's why I say only 3 left, and it's pretty sad. 3, and it's going to happen over 3 weeks. So enjoy them, and Sunday should be a dandy. It all begins at 1 o'clock Calgary time, and that's where we start with you, Tamayama. We'll get to your prop in a second, but first up on the game itself, you've got the Bengals. You're going again with the road dogs, and I don't know. I give you a hard time. I teased it when you said you don't bet against Bill Belichick, and somehow you maybe haven't learned your lesson because you're betting against the Chiefs, who never lose at home in the playoffs. What's going on here? Do you like the Bengals to win, or do you like them to cover?
Just to cover. I go with them at +7.5. That half point is pretty big, especially if it does go to overtime or it's a close game at the end. I know the Chiefs, especially that game, probably the best game I've ever seen. But their defense, I don't think they'll be able to match up with the Bengals' offense. If the Bengals' O-line can keep Burrow up and don't allow 9 sacks
they
like
won't.
They did last, I hope they'll be able to cover that 7.5. I'm going to trust Burrow, Chase, Mixon, just that wide receiver crew, just to hopefully match score for score with the Chiefs. But I know I don't know if the Bengals will be able to stop Mahomes and those guys, but I think it will be a close game, and the Bengals have covered the spread in 7 straight games, and I know they beat the Chiefs in Week 17, but I don't. The Chiefs didn't really have much to play for, but I think that could be in the back of their mind. So, and if you don't want to go with the spread or not, I'll go with the over 54.5, yes, just because of the prowess of both offenses and the Chiefs. They've hit the over in 7 straight games.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to be sweating it on the over as much as you maybe were against the Bills. What was it, 7-7 at the half? And you're like, I don't know if this is going to happen. But they ended up did, of course, covered, I think, in the fourth quarter alone. But it should be a fun game. And you're right about Week 17. That was a very entertaining contest, but I don't know how much that plays into the playoffs. I'm giving you a hard time, of course. I think it's going to be a great game. And, if the Bills can put up points against the Chiefs, then the Bengals can also put up points. But it does scare me with that O-line against the Chiefs defensive front, who might be as good, maybe not as good as the Titans, but certainly I do think we'll be able to put some pressure on Joe Burrow. Speaking of Joe Burrow, you're going with his number one target. No surprise here. He's been red hot all season long. It seems like more often than not, he hits triple digits. He has done that in the last 2 games, and you've got Ja'Marr Chase over 87.5 receiving yards.
Yeah, like you said, he's went over 100 yards in 2 straight games. He's always up there in targets for Burrow, and I think especially against the secondary, Burrow will be able to hit him for one of those 2 deep shots. So I think that's a good one to go. And when it comes back, I just don't trust that secondary, especially if Tyrann Mathieu, if he's out with his concussion still, then I think Burrow will be able to expose that secondary.
And what about on the NFC side? These two teams also met recently. It was in Week 18 as the Niners beat the Rams, and they helped get into the playoffs by doing so. What do you see in this matchup where, if we look back at history, Kyle Shanahan's had a pretty good time with Sean McVay?
Yeah, he's 7-3 against him. The 49ers have won 6 straight games against the Rams. So I think it's just kind of like a matchup game and style for sure. So I like the Niners, especially if they can get that run game going. Deebo Samuel, he's, like I said last week, one of the top 3 most dynamic players in the NFL right now. And the 49ers defense, unsung heroes, they've proved that they can handle high-octane offenses and get key turnovers when they need it. And I know it's a home game for the Rams, but just judging by the ticket sales and what happened in Week 18, I think it could be almost like a 49ers home game just with how many people will be there supporting the 49ers. So I'll go with past history and the Niners run game, and they'll keep it in that 3.5-point range.
So unlike the Bengals, perhaps you're not only going with the Niners to cover, you're going with the Niners to win?
Probably not, but my uncle's a big Niners fan, so maybe I'll throw a little money on the money line just for him. But I'll go with the safe bet and go 3.5.
Can't wait for it. We will have a lot of time, of course, to break down and look at the Super Bowl matchup when it does happen. Sunday will be a lot of fun with those two games. I wish you all the best. I hope the listeners got some great advice from you today. And, hey, we'll check back at how you did come Monday, but appreciate this, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your Friday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.